Jesus.
Let's lift our hands to him. Let's give him praise. In his presence, that's where we must be. Let's honor Jesus. Let's thank God. Let's thank God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name. Thank you for gathering us again this evening. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for the experience we've been having every night, every morning on your mountain. We give you praise. Thank you for all the incredible things that has been happening. We thank you for the remaining days. Thank you for your servants, Pastor Zach and Pastor D, that you have been using mightily. We are grateful for them. Thank you for the worship team, the technical team, and everyone that has been a part of this one way or the other. Father, we give you praise. Lord, we thank you again tonight because we know that you will do us good. We pray that you would have mercy on us, and we pray that you would send your word to us in a very clear way. Please let none of us go home the same way that we have come. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we put our hands together for Jesus? Amen. And then let's appreciate the worship team. Thank you so much. God bless you. Amen. Good evening, everybody. How are you today? Hope we're fine. Good to see everybody.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we're all welcome this evening. Saturday evenings are always glorious. And we know that today will not be any different. Praise the Lord. Please, we're not too many, so let's try and sit. Let's try and sit together. So please, if you can, the people on this row, if you can just come here. So we'll just have this row and this row. I'd really appreciate that. And then let's ensure that there's no empty seat in front of you. Amen.
Okay, so I want to share something very important with us in the time that we have. We'll see quite a number of scriptures this evening to buttress the point. But let's begin with Isaiah 25. And then we'll run very quickly. So we've been on the mountain literally from the 3rd of June, and we're going into what day this evening? Day 16. Every member of this house hopefully has been partaking. Is there anyone here that has not yet joined any of the days? Well, even if there's anyone like that here, shame and fear will not allow you. Raise your hand, because everybody will know that you're a bad person. Amen. I wouldn't ask if we've been sleeping. That one, I know that. The casualty rate won't be so low. Amen. Hallelujah. But as Pizak says, even if you sleep, you're blessed. You're blessed in your sleep. So we've been on the mount. We've been with God on this mountain, and all kinds of incredible things have been happening, and they will continue to happen. So let's read verse 6, which actually describes what we've been experiencing. Literally, we're having a feast with God on his mountain. Isaiah 25, verse 6. Can we see it from the KJV? All right, so let's follow. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts
make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. Hallelujah. How many of us believe that God is making a feast of fat things in your life? Literally, that's what is happening. It's not just to excite you, but that's literally what is happening. After these 40 days, most of us are literally going to look back and we won't be able to connect the person we used to be and the person we are now. So I'm just laying the foundation. Actually, what I want to speak about is dealing with a hypocritical spirit, but we're just laying the foundation, and you will see how this connects. Amen. So literally, in all of our lives, a feast is going on. A feast has been declared. Is that okay? We all agree. A feast has been declared. But you know, as you walk with God, you will discover that one of the greatest challenges that we will ever face, it's not just enough to be called to a feast. Keeping that feast is more challenging. Amen. It's not just enough to be blessed. Whatever you call a blessing, keeping that blessing is usually more of a challenge. Amen. There are things that come into play that always want to corrupt the good things that God has started in our lives. So this is the first point tonight. We're on God's mountain. A feast is going on. But we now need to know how to keep that feast. Hallelujah. So let's go to the next scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. The Bible tells us how to keep whatever kind of feast is going on in your life. Are we there? First Corinthians 5. And then we'll read verse 7 and 8. Purge out, therefore, the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Hallelujah. He says, let us keep the feast. So it's not enough for a feast to be going on. That feast can easily turn to something else. Hallelujah. If our flesh cooperates with the enemy to corrupt everything that's going on. So you would have to labor whatever God has started in your life since we went on this mountain were saying to us this night by the Spirit of God, we have to keep that feast. And one of the ways, one the major way that we would keep it is with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Amen. Now we're getting into the message proper. Why sincerity and why truth? If you look at Jesus, he used to call the Pharisees hypocrites. And we'll get into all of that. Anytime truth is close to us, or truth is close to you, how you respond or how you appropriate it to a very large extent would determine whether you are a hypocrite or not. Hallelujah. The Pharisees were people that were, Jesus was very, very close to them. They had every chance to repent. They had every chance to come into the kingdom. In fact, one time he said to them, one of his growls with them, he said, you are not entering the kingdom. And then not just that you are not entering, you block the door for people that want to enter. Are we following this? So he says, you are not entering. I think that's Matthew 23. We'll get there. Amen. So I've taken us from Isaiah 25. A feast is going on, but we are going to keep this feast with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. The word sincerity is a very interesting word. It literally means anything that has been judged by sunlight. Amen. So the history of this word, in the Bible days, people used to sell, people that used to display pots, all this artwork. So when they're going to sell it, because they knew that the pot was not very good, it had some defects, they would go and put it in a very dark room. And then when you come to buy, it's just like some of us, have you ever bought useless plantain in the night before? Because there's no light, you can't see. Sometimes you're in a hurry, and then when you get home, you have to use all your fruit of the Holy Spirit sometimes, not to abuse. Do you understand? So they would go and hide this pot, but buyers that were more discerning, they won't just buy it and go. If they want to buy the pot, they raise it up in sunlight. So they bring it out from that dark room, they raise it up, and then in that sunlight, whatever defect is on that pot, they will see it, and then they will determine whether they want to buy it or not. And that is how God expects us to be. You see, all of this truth has been coming to us for the past 15 days and even before the 15 days. And there are many ways that you want to that you can respond. Amen. Whenever light is coming, not everybody embraces it the way that they should embrace it. Some people, the way that they know how to embrace it is to first look for where to hide first, because they feel attacked. They feel harassed. But the Bible is telling us, and this is the word of God, and the scriptures cannot be broken. It says that we are going to keep the feast with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Because the root of hypocrisy, which we will get to, is trying to cover things that are maybe shameful or fearful, and sometimes trying to make out to be somebody that we are not. A hypocrite fundamentally is an actor. Amen. It's make believe. And when we don't embrace this unliving bread of sincerity, the chances that you would want to make belief will be very high. Hallelujah. And that's why we're talking about dealing with a hypocritical spirit. Every time truth is around us, unfortunately, the chances that people will be hypocritical is also higher. So you must constantly watch out for a hypocritical spirit. You must consciously watch out for how you are relating with the truth. Now, what is truth? One of the nights, Pisac was reminding us of the scripture of how God desires truth in the inward parts. Amen. Basically, it's saying that you have installed truth in the very deep places of your soul or your spirit, whatever. But you know that we're not all there. Now, for many of us, there is a knowledge gap. What you know, and you have to be sincere about this, what you know about God mentally, for example, it's not always commensurate with the amount of God that you see physically in your life. Are we together? Amen. In your head, for example, you know that you should love. But for most of us, if we do a thorough assessment of our love walk, it can even get you depressed or angry, depending on whichever emotion you allow to. And in those moments, how you respond will determine whether you are being a hypocrite or not. Hallelujah. Are we following this? Because we've come to a season. One of the things that God is going to judge, one of the things that the Spirit of God is going to judge, is hypocrisy. And you must ensure that you are somebody that is real. You are somebody that is sincere. Hallelujah. This scripture that we're looking at, not everybody is sincere before God. Not everybody is even sincere with themselves. So sincerity is something that we have to keep looking into and looking into and looking into. Because as it were, the word of God, God is, I don't know about you, but it's probably your experience, God is shining his light into every area of our lives. Amen. There is no part of our lives that is going to escape God's light. But how we respond is what is very, very important. You see, in the realm of the spirit, there is a designation called hypocrites. There is an office called hypocrites. And it is God. And you know, when God is not like us. If God says somebody is a hypocrite, that person is a hypocrite. In Matthew chapter 6, let's go to Matthew chapter 6.
I think it's from verse 5. Is this making any sense to us? Okay, let's go back to the new King James. Hallelujah. So he says, and when you pray, so he was trying to introduce them to the kingdom life and all of that. And then he says, when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites. Amen. Amen. There are many things that Jesus could have used to make a contrast. But he decided to use this. Hallelujah. And unfortunately, a lot of God's people are hypocrites. A lot of God's people are pretenders. They are not real. Amen. A hypocrite is not just somebody that is acting. A hypocrite is somebody that is afraid of revealing their true motives. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 2, it was telling us about Jesus, when Jesus will be born. One of the prophecies of Jesus, and it's going to be like that till he comes back, is that when he comes or when he's born, the Bible says that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. There are questions. There are conversations going on within people. And some of these conversations are fearful conversations. But they are not able to say it out. Amen. That's why I want to encourage you, whatever you do, don't learn to live before God. Learn to stay in God's presence. Amen.
Amen.
If it's flogging you, if it's knocking your head, stay there. Amen. Because outside, there is nothing. Amen. And David understood this. And David said, he says, don't let me fall in the hands of man. He says, why? He says, with God, his mercies are great. Amen. And it's the same with all of us. If men had their way with you, none of us would be here today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. So a hypocrite is somebody that has fears. Amen.
Amen.
Because sometimes when you see the demand that maybe truth is placing on us, it can lead to some fears. But even though you have those fears, stay in the light. Amen.
Amen.
That's what we're saying. If you are going to keep this feast that has started, it is going to be with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Hypocrisy is one of the clear things that Jesus warned us about. In Luke chapter 12, verse 1, it says, verse 1 or verse 2, it says, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Luke chapter 12. In the meantime, when they were gathered together, an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trod one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples, first of all. Can everyone say, first of all?
First of all.
So this is not something you can just throw by the wayside. First of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Amen. Amen. Now, I believe that some of these Pharisees were good people. But you see, they had fears. That's why and you are the one that has to be sincere with yourself. Any fear that you are still seeing as you are walking with God. For example, some of us already know that the way your life is going, you already know that God means business with you. And some people, maybe not everybody, but there might still be one or two people that might still have questions. So does it mean I won't do this? Does it mean this won't happen? I don't know, whatever the fears will translate to. But you must find a way to deal with them. Because the Bible says that there is no fear in love. We'll get there, hopefully, if we have the time. Amen. It says perfect love does what? Cast out all fear. Amen. So you must be able to say, you must get to a point in your walk with God where you say you have nothing to hide. Amen. I'm telling you, as simple as what I just said is, not everybody can say it. A lot of people still have many things to hide. Amen. But the thing is, the day will reveal it. Light will reveal it. But you don't have to wait for that to happen. I want you to make up your mind that you are going to be a sincere person. Hallelujah. This one is more than I don't lie. I don't steal. It's a state of your heart. Amen. So it means that one of the things we're constantly examining, one of the things that we're constantly checking is our motives. Hallelujah. Remember, a hypocrite is somebody that doesn't want their real motive to be known. Praise God. Hope we're following this. Because this is how one of the things that the glory of God would take care of is hypocrisy. When that glory hits, or when it comes as it should come, there is nothing to hide. Amen. You are open. One of the days, again on this mountain, Pisac was telling us that, I think it was in the morning, I don't know how many of us will remember, he was telling us that the way we're going to reach our generation is that we're going to keep things raw. How many of us remember? Amen. Now, if you're going to keep things raw, then it means that you are going to be somebody that is sincere, somebody that is open. Amen. This idea of, I don't want people to know this, I don't want people to know that, all of that has to keep shrinking. Hallelujah. Your life must be an open book. Praise God. Anything short of this, we are risking harboring a hypocritical spirit, and God will not be able to walk with us the way that he wants to walk with us. So he says, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites. Do you know, today I was looking at the scripture in James chapter 3. This is such a big deal, and it is all over the scripture. Do you know that the Bible tells us that the wisdom Let's see James 3:17. The wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without what? Hypocrisy. Amen. That means that there is no part of that wisdom that is adulterated. There is no part of that wisdom that has been tampered with. It's coming from heaven, raw. It's coming from heaven as it is. And it is not afraid that it will not work. Hallelujah. God said, my word will not return to me void. It says, as the rain comes and it doesn't go up, it says, so shall my word be. It does not return to me. It will not return to me void. Amen. In this season, please, because we all have engagements in our heart, we all have conversations in our heart, make sure that whatever is still making you fearful, you subject it to light. All I'm saying to you is, subject your whole life to the light of God's word. Amen. Let everything pass through that. Let everything pass through the light test. Hallelujah. Subject it to the light of God's word. Don't have things that you are not bringing to the light. I know people have bastardized this word and they use it in funny ways, but it's the word of God. Amen. Amen. Hypocrisy is dangerous and it is not good for you. And as you are walking with God, one of the things you need to be careful for is a hypocritical spirit. Amen. You see, it starts small. It doesn't manifest fully in one day. But if you interact with people, one of the things that it will not take you long to find out is that some people, unfortunately, are not sincere. Amen. It's not every pastor, for example, that is sincere. Amen. And these things are not difficult. And if we understand this, the level of the people that we are trying to impress, it will be that list will be shrinking till you don't have anybody to impress. Do you know how many of us still try to impress God, for example? You are being a hypocrite because you cannot impress him. Hallelujah. Some people try to impress God with the way they pray. Some people try to impress God with how they preach. But all those things, you are just shutting down the flow. And I pray that none of us will ever find ourselves here. But you just need to know so that you can guard against it. And then when you see anybody going that way, you can guide them. So we're in a season, it's time to open everything. Hallelujah. It's time to open everything. Let every part of your life come under divine scrutiny, which is what the light of God does. Praise the Lord. In Romans chapter 12, verse 9, the Bible says, let love be without hypocrisy. Amen. This thing is all around us. Whenever, I said to us at the beginning, whenever truth
is revealed, or whenever we are fellowshipping with truth, how we appropriate it, or how we relate to it, or how we respond to it, to a large extent, will determine how hypocritical we are. Amen. So he says, let love be without hypocrisy. It means that, you see, the Bible is self-explanatory. Amen. And let me just help somebody here. If you are reading your Bible and you come to a scripture that is not very clear, sometimes before you even Google or call a friend or look for concordance that will still confuse you more, just calm down. And sometimes if you read the next two verses, the clarity will come. So the scripture is self-explanatory. You don't need to look for something that is not lost. I saw a clip. Where was I? I think it was last week or so. Bishop Howard Mills. You know, he's a very funny man. And he was talking, and he was talking to pastors. And he says, if you don't have anything to preach to your people, just come and read the Bible to them, that they will be blessed. Amen. And it's that simple. If all we do this evening, that's the power in the Word of God. If all we do this evening is read a few chapters and go, you will be blessed. Unless it is not the Word of God. Amen. Anyway, the Bible says, let love be without hypocrisy. It means that love can be with hypocrisy. Amen. It's the Word of God. I didn't write it. You didn't write it. It says, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor. What does it mean to abhor? To hate. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Amen. Let love be without hypocrisy. God does not want any form of hypocrisy in our midst. One of the reasons why a lot of people are not enjoying their Christianity as they should is because there's a lot of hypocrisy. Amen. Amen. People are not real. People are fake. When you get into hypocrisy, if this spirit grips you, you will be fake. Amen. You will tell people, God bless you, and you won't mean it. Amen. You will pray for people, and it won't come from your belly. Amen. Hypocrisy would cost us genuine fellowship. Hallelujah. So let's keep it real. Let's keep it simple. Deal with hypocrisy. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about you. Pizak is not here, but I always tell him, and we always have these conversations. One of the reasons this church is a blessing to you, one of the reasons Pizak is a blessing to you, the way he's a blessing to you, is because he's a very, very sincere person. Amen. He's not trying to make you believe anything. Amen. He's not trying to paint a perfect picture that does not exist. Hallelujah. Do you know how many pastors that when they are sick, for example, they can't even say it? Amen. They'll say the pastor has traveled. Do you now hear that the person, even when he dies, they won't be able to say he was sick. Say he just went to heaven.
Amen.
Even in that death, they are still trying to oppress you. Hallelujah. That's what hypocrisy does. Everything is just plastic. Nothing is genuine. Why are some people tired of church today? Of course, it's at their own risk. But one of the reasons is because they've entered some assemblies where everything is just fake and plastic. Amen. The husband and the wife, they nearly broke each other's head the night before, but they are coming with uncle the Sunday morning, and everything is just... In fact, some people even fight to the gate, but as they're about to enter, they just arrange, and everything is just... And we're just... And you know we're just... Because you can't deceive God. So, and I personally believe that it is one thing for people to deceive you, but it is a special kind of jazz to deceive yourself. And you know, you can lie to a point, you can pretend to a point where you begin to believe your own lie. Amen. Hallelujah. So hypocrisy is something that we need to keep checking. We need to keep looking into with the Spirit of God. This experience that we're having is so fantastic. In fact, if not for the maybe human implications on the vessels, I'm like, let's just continue. Amen. Even after the 40 days. But of course, it has its own side effects. Amen. But the point is, we're having such a glorious experience, and you need to know how to keep the feast. Because God does not just do things for doing sake. The Bible says, whatever God does, it is forever. And for many of us, what God has started in our lives, it's going to continue to eternity. Amen. It's not just for 1 week. It's not just for 2 months. That fire, for example, that love for Jesus, it's not supposed to stop. Hallelujah. It's meant to keep getting hotter and hotter. We're meant to keep getting more passionate and more passionate for the Lord. So he says, let love be without hypocrisy. Let it be without pretense. Let it be without fear. Amen. What other meaning of hypocrisy do you know? Let love be without hypocrisy. Sorry? Eye service. Amen. All those things, if you're interested in the glory of God, you should be far away. You should be far away from all of those things. Hallelujah. And this thing, if you are not watching, this spirit can come upon anybody. From the lead apostle to the least person. So we have to keep checking. We have to keep checking so that this cancer will not, the way we watch out for bitterness, watch out for hypocrisy, watch out for pretense. Amen. Watch out for trying to be what you are not. Hallelujah. And the Lord will help us. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 13, Paul was telling us of how Peter
was carried away with hypocrisy. Peter, the strong apostle of Jesus Christ. Galatians 2:13. Galatians 2:13. Okay, let's start from 11. 11. Now, when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face, because he was to be blamed. For before certain men came from James, he would eat with the Gentiles. But when they came, he withdrew and separated himself. You see it again. Fearing those who were of the circumcision. So, any fear that is still in your heart, those are the things that will harbor a hypocritical spirit eventually. Any fear that you refuse to bring into God's light. Hallelujah. Eventually, you are going to be a hypocrite because you will not relate with the truth the way that you are supposed to. It says, but he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision. And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy. Amen. And at certain times in your life, if you are not careful, these two things can happen. You can play the hypocrite and you can be carried away by hypocrisy. But when that happens, then you can't really say you are keeping the feast. And a lot of other things that you don't want can come into your life. That's what we're saying. You have to be somebody, you have to keep judging by the light of God's word. Amen. Any questions that you still have, please don't leave them unanswered, because eventually those are the things that will affect you. Are we blessed this evening? We're a bit quiet, maybe because of the rain. Amen. But whether you're quiet or not, I don't really care. Just get my point, please. Because your life will be good. Amen. Hallelujah. If you can be plain, if you can be sincere before God, it will help you. Amen. Some people are not sincere with themselves. They don't even know their boundaries. Amen. Yes. Till they enter trouble. Hallelujah. And it has happened again and again and again. Remember, you have no one to impress. Amen. Amen. You have no one to impress. Pisac will always tell us the story of how his private prayer moments used to be like a conference. And he said that he would notice that he was getting leaner and leaner. He was getting dry. Amen. When you see how some people pray, you just know that there's nothing here. And we will soon read it in the time that we have. One of the reasons Jesus said that people, when we want to pray, we should not pray like the hypocrites, because the Pharisees, they were showmen. They love to pray in public. Everybody would know that they're praying. They use big grammar that they don't even understand. Amen. Don't be like that. If you want to go far with God, one of the things that will make you go far with God is sincerity. Amen. When you don't understand, don't do as if you understand. Amen. When you are pained, when you are tired, don't do as if you are not tired. Amen. You won't go far. Amen. You don't have anybody to impress. Anybody that you admire in the kingdom of God, they are very, very sincere people. Hallelujah. We're doing a series on marriage now. If your marriage is not working, don't say it's working. Amen. Because if you say it's working, then you will not receive grace. Because ultimately, in the book of Job, I hope we will get there before we round off, the Bible tells us that ultimately, the hope of every hypocrite will be cut off. Amen. So a hypocrite doesn't have a future. That's why eventually, all of us, after all of this drama, we would sit down with the Word of God, and everybody would ultimately discover that God is who He says He is. And the more you are able to sit down with Him, and you begin to learn and learn and learn, the better for you. Amen. So when we are hypocritical, we don't receive the grace of God the way that we should. And we will not live fulfilled lives. Praise God. All right, so let's begin to tie this up now. But I just need to show you some things that the Bible says about the hypocrites so that it will strengthen your motivation to deal with this spirit. Job 8 verse 13. So are the parts of all who forget God, and the hope of the hypocrite shall perish. Job 20 verse 5. That the triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite is but for a moment. Remember, I told you, in the spirit, this is an office. It's a designation. There is a way a Christian begins to behave. There is a way a Christian begins to conduct his or her life that person will enter this office. It's just there. It doesn't have anybody's name on it. It doesn't have your name on it. But there is a way you will begin to do. There is a way you will begin to behave. There is a way you will begin to think, analyze, and look at issues. And you will fit the description of a hypocrite. And when that happens, you will not enjoy your walk with God the way that you are supposed to. Let's see Job chapter 27, verse 8. For what is the hope of the hypocrite? Though he may gain much, if God takes away his life. It was a question. Amen. So time will not allow us to delve into these things. But this
Spirit is at work in many ways, but you must become a master. You must know how this Spirit operates. Please, don't serve God with a hypocritical spirit. Don't serve in this house with a hypocritical spirit. Don't pretend. Amen. In this house, for example, if there are things that you are still not sure of, you can ask questions. Amen. Don't assume. Don't conclude. Don't read meaning into where there's no meaning, because you are cutting off yourself from grace. Amen. And you are going to see it in the coming days. One of the things that God will judge, one of the things that the Spirit of God will judge, is hypocrisy. It's going to be clear. People, and it's already happening. Amen. For example, if you go out on evangelism and you don't even believe the message you say that you just went out because maybe Loretta said, let's go. And you are not convinced. You know, you might be embarrassed, because by the time they throw one or two questions at you, you start to stammer. Amen. You start to sweat. Sincerity is powerful. There are many ways you can do life. There are many things you can do life with. Please make sure that sincerity is part of it. Don't be somebody that is fake. Amen. God is God because he's not fake. Amen. Imagine if God was fake. We won't be here. Because he'll just be posting you and posting you and posting you. You pray today. Let's say you need a miracle now. You need a miracle now. You say, wait, I'm coming. So you have died and you go and meet him, and then people will start the argument. Amen. Don't be fake. Don't be fickle. Be a sincere person. Amen. Trust God to get to a point where you can say that you have nothing to hide. Do you know why some people are not? Do you know why some people are afraid to die? It's not everybody that doesn't want to die because they want to die empty. Some people are afraid to die because they have many things to hide. Amen. And they know that if they meet God like this, it won't be good. But the challenge is, God keeps giving them mercy, giving them a long rope, but they're not doing anything with it. So, sincerity, judged by sunlight, or judged by light, if you don't like the sunlight, because there are some people that say that the sun is their God. So if you don't, some parts of is it Europe now or Asia, they worship the sun. That's their God. So you can remove the sun and they judge by light. But the point is, you have nothing to hide. There is no fear in love. And these fears, they play out in the simplest ways. Some people already know that the way their life is going, for example, they are either going to be a pastor, or they'll marry a pastor, whether you're a man or woman. Do you know how many people are bound by that fear? Because all along they've imagined
What are their names? Amen. The six-pack. Most pastors don't have six-pack. Amen. If you imagine all these Telemundo stars, those ones, they don't look like pastors. Amen. As simple as that fear is, it has kept many people bound. And then, okay, it's okay to even have that fear. But now, this is where the hypocritical spirit comes in. Have you had thoughts in your mind that you can't even tell God when you are praying? Even though you know He knows. But you can't mention it for whatever reason. Maybe you are embarrassed. Maybe you are afraid. But all of those things, if you stay there, this spirit will come and meet you. Amen. Amen. And you will not be able to keep. You will not be able to keep the feast. Hallelujah. At least if you can't tell another human being everything, you should be able to tell God everything. But by the time you can't tell a human being everything, you can't tell God everything, who do you now want to tell? Amen. And then that's how people have kept things in their mind, kept things in their heart, till they start having mental problems. Hallelujah. So we have to deal with the hypocritical spirit. Don't worry, if this doesn't make sense to you now, just all you need to do is just don't die. Live long enough. You will need this message. Amen. It's very practical. This is not the, in fact, this is what will determine whether you will ascend or not. Because it is sincere people that ascend. People that are not sincere, they are not ascending anywhere. There's only one future of the hypocrite, is going down. Amen. And it's not going down in a gentle way. Have you been in a lift before that has scattered? That's the picture. Down, very fast. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray you'll never be in that kind of lift. Physically or not spiritually, because your mind can, your heart can cut. Amen. But if you've ever experienced that, you know, even if you are watching it in a film, you know, your heart can cut because you are imagining, and depending on the floor that the thing is coming down from. But God will not allow us see evil. That's what I mean when I see some lips, when it's making some kind of noise. Let's use the step. Amen. Hallelujah. Because some lifts, they are barely just there. Hallelujah. So we have to keep looking at this. The spirit of hypocrisy, it will spoil many good things. Amen. Amen. Tomorrow we'll continue our series. Pizak has been telling us about polluters of dot dot. This is probably one of them. And I'm sure he has probably touched on it, or he will touch on it. He may not say it like this, but if you make the connection. We can't afford to be pretenders. Amen. We have to be real people. Believe it or not, some people are not born again today because of the kind of people that they have interacted with. If you kept meeting fake Christians, it would take It will take the mercy of God for you to be here today. Hallelujah. But at some point, you have to encounter something genuine. And you know why this is so important? It is because, as it is, everything in this life is fake. Only the things that come from God are genuine. That's why it's a great tragedy when people settle for a substituted version of Christianity. They've just robbed themselves. Because the question is, what is now the hope? How will the deliverance come? Hallelujah. Do you understand this? Everything. Of course you know that there's really no good news out there. Anything that is good news is this Bible. Hallelujah. That's why the gospel truly, and if you, the more you think about it, the more you really, really appreciate God. Everything is just evil. Of course, for those of us that live in Nigeria, when last did you watch the news and you see good news? We can't remember the last time. Even when you go on social media, it's just bad things. Things that will make you wonder. I just said, let me go on Instagram today briefly, and I saw how a plane that was supposed to go to Benin could not land because there was no light. Then they had to go back to Abuja. So I'm now thinking that from Abuja to Benin, so they couldn't land in Benin, no light. Then they went back to Abuja, they disembarked, probably go back the next day. And I was just thinking that what if I was in this plane and I had something very important to do? You know, there are some things that should not be said. And then the annoying part is that nothing will happen. We're getting to the end of the month. The person that was in charge will still collect his salary. And everything will just go. You understand? So it is only this God thing. It is only this fellowship that we're having that is real, that is genuine. So we need to keep it. We need to keep it raw. We need to keep it in its most potent state so that we can maximize all that God has for us. Let's see the final scripture and then we'll wrap up. I believe the point has been made. Let's go to Matthew chapter 23. Matthew 23. Matthew 23 from verse 13. So we'll just read this. So Jesus really dealt with them here, and you will count the word hypocrite at least 8 times here. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. 14. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense, make long prayers. Therefore, you will receive greater condemnation. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. Now, this one is interesting. It says, you travel land and sea to win one proselyte. And when he is won, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves. Then why did they travel land and sea? Verse 16. Woe to you, blind guides, who say whoever swears by the temple, it is nothing. But whoever swears by the gold of the temple, he is obliged to perform it. Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? And whoever swears by the altar, it is nothing. But whoever swears by the gift that is on it, he is obliged to perform it. Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift? Therefore, he who swears by the altar swears by it and by all things on it. He who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it. And he who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who sits on it. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. Okay, this will be the last one. Blind guides who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion and self-indulgence. Is that the end? Blind Pharisee, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also. I'll stop here because of time, but this is the last point that I want to leave with us. One of the ways to know if this spirit is troubling you or not is that an excessive concern of what people think about you. You understand? An excessive concern of what people think about you. So you are always trying to. Some people, and their reputation is their life. But you see, God doesn't really care about reputation. His focus is always on character. But you know, there's a way we can focus on reputation and neglect character. That's the fundamental spirit of the hypocrite. They usually don't want the light to shine on their inside. Amen. So they would do everything. That's why hypocrites are always covering. But if you are discerning, you would eventually discover what is there. So as we stay on this mountain of God, we are going to keep the feast with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. And let's keep conceiving. I didn't really have time to touch on truth, but we're in a season where we have to keep conceiving the realities of God in our spirit. We have to keep installing till there is an overflow. Any truth that is not installed in your spirit the way it should be, the result will be fear. Amen. So, for example, you see how the economy of the world is going. We all need to go back and install the truth of prosperity somewhere deep in your soul. Amen.
If the news of the dollar is more than, is louder in your spirit than the truth of God's prosperity, you will be afraid. Your heart will fret, no matter how many times you sing that song. Amen. Hallelujah. It will fret. That song we're singing, assuming that we're conceiving the realities of God in our spirit. We're putting the word in our spirit. So all of us need to go back. If you need to read some books so that you can, of course, and the first book is the Bible, so that you can stand like Bishop and say, I can never be Paul. Not everybody can say it. Sometimes you say it and then you see your alert. You start to shake. Amen. But the Lord will help us. So any truth that is not installed the way it should be, fear is the result. And when you are afraid, you want to hide. And when you are in that hiding state, the spirit, this spirit that we're trying to deal with, is always looking around. And we don't make the best of the grace of God. But the Lord will help us. Amen. And we would keep our face. Whatever feast has started in our lives, it will not be cut short. And it will not be corrupted. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hope this helps. Hope this helped us. God bless you.